This week, we heard the story of one foster youth who ran away more than once from multiple homes. We also met a state social worker whose job is to find runaways and bring them back. They're different sides of the same story, how to keep foster children in stable homes. KUOW's Austin Jenkins reported those stories, and he's here with us now. Hello, Austin.
Hi, Kim. Nice to be here.
Why are foster runaways getting this attention now?
Well, there's two reasons. One is that the state is under a court settlement agreement to do something about the number of youth who run away from foster homes and then how long they're gone. That's part of a deliverable, if you will. And the state has, over the last decade to 15 years, improved foster care in many measurable ways. And this all dates back to a 1998 class action lawsuit, the Brom case, which is still ongoing to this day. So in many respects, things have improved, but this runaway issue is one of those intractable, difficult things. And at this point, the state's just not yet meeting the measurables.
Who are these kids who are running from their foster homes?
Well, predominantly they are teenagers, and it was noted to me that that's the age at which youth are already trying to assert their independence and disengage a bit from adults. So it really is the 13 to 17-year-olds who account for most of the runaways, and they are in foster care still, so they're not in a permanent placement. They haven't been adopted out. They haven't been reunited permanently with their biological families. They're still in this in-between, very unsettled stage, and they're teenagers, and it's just a really combustible combination.
So when a teenager runs away from a foster care home, how is that any different from when other kids run away?
Well, obviously, anytime you've got youth on the run, it's a concern. But in this particular case, we're talking about the state as the parent. These are kids who've been taken away from their biological homes by a court. And so if they run away from foster homes, the state has that parental obligation to go out and find them. That has not always been the practice. It's often been a much more ad hoc approach, which is the kid will run afoul of the law, the police will arrest the youth, and then they'll be brought back into the system. Now, the sense is that the state needed to do more, should be doing more, is doing more to go out and proactively locate these kids when they do run.
So what is keeping the Department of Social and Health Services from finding these kids?
Well, the agency says that this is an incredibly difficult nut to crack. The agency will also say that while it's assigned six, and actually they have seven positions, but six are filled right now, on this locator team, that's really just two per region. And the locator I profiled has this, you know, seven-county region that stretches up and down the Washington coast over to Mason County, the Kitsap Peninsula. I mean, just a huge swath of land, and he's got like 17 to 19 kids on his caseload. So part of what the agency is saying to the state legislature and the governor is it needs more people, no more boots on the ground. They're asking for 18 additional social workers just to deal with these youth at high risk for running. And then, of course, the challenge is once you bring them in, how do you stop the cycle? And oftentimes, just like we see with drug addiction, the first time you get treatment doesn't necessarily end the problem and the addiction. These kids will come back in, they'll run again, be brought back in. It's a repeat problem.
Austin, longer term, what is the solution here?
Well, certainly there's a certain inefficiency to going out and finding these youth and bringing them back and doing that over and over again. What the agency has said is that long term, their goal is to get more of these kids into permanent placements before they hit the teenage years. That's the best solution, is that by the time they are 13, they're either back with a stable biological family that's sort of been helped to come intact again, or they've been adopted out to a family member or to a foster family or just adopted and in a permanent placement. This business of being in foster care when you're a teenager, I don't think anybody thinks that that is an optimal situation. I mean, it's not optimal when you're little, but to still be in foster care when you're 13, 14, 15, far from ideal.
Austin Jenkins, reporting to us from Olympia. Austin, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The court order in that case, Austin mentioned, requires the state to make steady progress in its care of foster kids. They'll need to have fewer kids run from foster care and get them back quicker when they do run. DSHS had 1,700 teenagers in foster care at the end of last year.